Our thought today is this: the ways of the Lord. The ways of the Lord. We have a central passage of Scripture that we want to be able to share as our main focus. This Scripture comes to us out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. Several other passages of Scripture we will cover today that will coincide with our main focus that is found in Jeremiah chapter 17. We ask you to be very much in prayer for us today as we share what it is that God has laid upon our heart. The Lord's ways. When you think about the Lord's ways, you think about how that the Lord God Almighty has a desire to provide for us, to make a way for those who are without. As I began to focus upon that, the Lord began to speak to our heart about the burden of Jeremiah. How that Jeremiah was in the midst of a turbulent period with his beloved people. And when you get to chapter 17, you will find there that the iniquity and the sins of God's people were great. But God had a desire, God had a love, and God had a will for the people in Jeremiah's day to look to Him before it was eternally too late. The Lord's ways are great and glorious. And we pray today as we explore the Word of God by the leadership of the Holy Spirit that we will come to appreciate and celebrate and bring praise and honor to the ways of the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter number 17, in verse number 13, the Bible says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Oh, dear friends, when I began to focus upon this passage, and verse 13 will be our key passage this morning, the Lord began to speak to us how that Jeremiah had a desire to share and to see a great change in the lives of the Jewish people. For the Bible says there in verse number 7 of chapter 17, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Oh, dear friends, blessed are they that look to God. Blessed are they that surrender to the Lord's will. But I can tell you today, dear friends, as it was in Jeremiah's day, and it is in our day, many today have fallen by the wayside because of the manipulation by the evil one. The Bible says in verse 9 of chapter 17 of Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord, the Lord, searches the heart, try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You see, dear friends, the people in Jeremiah's day had fallen headlong into sin and iniquity, and the Lord had a desire to meet their need. He had a desire to lift them up out of the sin of their people. I began to look about that. You say, why did you look at that so closely? Because you see, dear friends, because of the state of the people of Judah, they were going to fall into captivity. They were going to fall in dire, in desperate times. And I tell you today, dear friends, hands. We that are people of faith know the consequences of bad decisions. And I believe, dear friends, that the Lord God Almighty has a desire to bless and to lift and to bring joy and peace to the heart of one and to all. But the sins that wreak so heavily in the lives of so many, I tell you, there's coming a reckoning day. There's coming a day when they will face the Lord God Almighty, who loves them and cares for them. And that burdened the heart of Jeremiah, because he's seen the consequences that laid ahead for the people he so desperately loved. I tell you today, don't put off to do tomorrow what the Lord would have you to do today. I believe, dear friends, that God has blessed us. He's blessed us today as he did yesterday, and he will, praise God, in the days that lie ahead. I thought about that a great day. I thought about that a lot these past few days, because you see, friends, the Lord's ways are good and they're perfect. The Lord's ways are what we need to embrace in the day and time in which it is that we live. The book of Malachi tells us there in Malachi chapter number 3, it says in verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." What's he saying? My ways will bring joy. My ways will bring forgiveness. And my ways will bring peace to your heart, mind, and soul. You see, in Jeremiah's day, the people didn't have any confidence in God. Their confidence lied in self and in self-will. Sounds a lot like people today. But I can tell you, the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, he changes not. He changes not. He's willing, and praise God, he's able to provide and to meet and to see the needs of one and all. I pray today that if you're here in the house of prayer and you need to come, I ask you today to come to the Lord to receive what he gives before it's too late in your life. Jeremiah preached the ways of the Lord. He sought the counsel of God in the midst of trial and tribulation. And I tell you today, I seek the counsel of the Lord to speak through me as only he can, to show people the error of their ways and that his ways is divine and just. I pray today that our hearts and our minds and our souls are in line with God. When we began to look at that very closely, the Lord began to speak in a very, very special way to remind us that the Lord God Almighty, who changes not, whose ways are good and glorious. The Lord began to remind me what the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews in chapter 13, in verse number 8. It says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore." Oh, I tell you, his ways are good. And they're glorious and they're special. And praise God, the Lord's ways is for me. The Lord's ways. Now, I don't want us to miss this. I want us to look this very closely. For when we looked at our key passage from Jeremiah chapter 17, In verse number 13, the word says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, and all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountains of living water. Oh, dear friends, those that forsake, those that turn away, those that fall into iniquity, those that allow Satan to rule their life, they are a hopeless sort. And as I began to focus upon that, I thought about the people in Jeremiah's day, and then I thought about the people in Jesus' day, and I was reminded on how the ways of God changed not, that they were the same today as they was yesterday, and praise God, we'll be forevermore. I thank God for that. I thank God that He's just and that He's glorious, and praise His name good. Because you see, dear friends, if you look very closely at Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 13, and you move over into the New Testament, and you go to the Gospel of John, and John chapter number 8, you will find there that the religious leaders there in Jesus' day was much like the religious leaders in Jeremiah's day. And the Bible tells us, as these passages parallel one another, the Bible tells us there in chapter 17 of Jeremiah 13 that the Lord would do a little writing. Oh, praise God, He does a little writing. I tell you today, friends, He's writing today. You remember in John chapter number 8 when the woman was taken into adultery, and they came before the Lord Jesus Christ, and the accusers begin to rail against her. What did Jesus do? He answered them not. But the Bible tells us in verse 6 of John chapter 8, and He stooped down and He wrote on the ground. There in verse 8 of chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, the Bible says, and He stooped down and He wrote on the ground. Oh, praise be to God, the Lord that loves us, who cares for us. He's doing some writing today. He's writing on the hearts. His ways changes not. He's the same today as He was yesterday. He done some writing in Jeremiah's day, and 630 years later, in Jesus' day, we see there that the Lord's still writing. Over 2,000 years has passed since John chapter number 8. And I tell you, dear friends, the finger of the Almighty is writing on the heart of man today, because God's ways has not changed, and God's ways can bring hope to a world that has no hope. Jesus asked her, He said, where are thine accusers? When the stones hit the ground, she said, I have none, Lord. He says, go and sin no more. Now, I don't know what God wrote there in Jeremiah 17. I don't know what Jesus wrote in John chapter number 8. But praise be to God, I know what He wrote on my heart many years ago. He wrote, and old Lynn was a sinner in need of a Savior. And praise be to God, I accepted Him as Lord of my life. His ways has not changed. His ways is still the same today as He was yesterday, where the Bible says, I am the Lord and I change not. Now society changes. People changes. Attitudes change. Mentality changes, but God changes not. The Lord's ways are divine ways. The Lord's ways are special ways. The Lord's ways are beautiful ways. Notice here another parallel that we will show you this morning, Lord willing. There in Jeremiah 17 and verse number 13, the Bible speaks of the fountain of living waters. Oh, dear friends, that bless my heart. You know why? Because I go back to the Gospel of John, chapter number 4, and I see there where that Jesus Christ had made a place of himself at Jacob's well, and a woman from Samaria had came there in the midst. You know what Jesus offered her? He offered her what he offers to you and offers to me. He offered to her living water. Oh, praise be to God. Living water was offered in Jeremiah 17, and living water was offered in John chapter 4, and praise his glorious name. Living water is offered today. The Lord's ways, they change not. They change not. Aren't ye glad? Aren't ye glad? I say so out of sync with society. If God's ways changed, I'd be hurting. I'm always two steps behind everybody else in their mindset and in their way of thinking. But oh, praise be to God. The Lord knows me. He cares for me. He provides for me. And his ways, praise his name, has become my way. He brought to me living water. He brought to me a message written upon my heart. The same God that used Jeremiah, the same God that was there in John chapter number 8 and in John chapter number 4, is the same God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the one who's blessed us with his divine and glorious ways. And I thought about that a lot. How wonderful that is. The Lord's ways. The wonderful ways of the Lord. Oh, how that blesses. Oh, how that blesses. And then I looked at Luke chapter number 11 in verse number 20. The Bible says, "But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you." Oh, dear friends, in the midst of accusations, in the midst of ridicule, you know what Jesus did? He raised that finger of the Almighty God to write on the heart and the mind and the souls of those that were without. You know why? Because he was offering living water to sustain them and to bring to them, praise God, eternal life. The Lord's ways, the Lord's ways changes not. We're talking to some people in Vacation Bible School. Sister Paula will echo this. It used to be a child gets saved, you automatically set up something to be baptized. Now children get saved, and it's a job. You know why? Societies change, cultures change, peoples change, mentalities change. All these things have brought changes to people all around us. But I declare to you today that God's ways changes not. They're the same today as they was yesterday. And praise be to God, they will be forevermore. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, what do? We do what Jeremiah did. We pray. We do what Jesus did. We pray. We do what those around us do. We pray. Because no matter what day No matter what circumstance, God's ways, the Lord's ways, are the true way. That's why that Jesus declared in John chapter number 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh to the Father but by me. God's ways. God's ways. Listen. One evening last week, a little boy got saved. And I mean, he got it. Several of them. But one sticks out in my mind. He got saved. He accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But when it was offered to go talk to his mom and dad, he said, no, don't tell him. It's broke my heart. We got to pray. God's ways is a divine way. You see, despite all that has befallen our world, you know what Jesus is doing? You know what God, Jehovah, is doing? You know what the Holy Spirit is doing? They're riding. They're still riding. They've been riding from the dawn of man. And they'll be riding till they take us home. Offering water. Offering a drink where the man will never, never, never thirst again. We got to stay the course and keep the faith and be steadfast and unmovable in the midst. We got to pray. Oh, how we got to pray that the Holy Spirit will prick the heart and ride on that heart and offer that water that was given in Jeremiah's day and in Jesus' day, and praise be to God in our day. So that lives can be changed for the glory of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet.